Georgia Senator Zell Miller, a Democrat, was the surprise choice to be a keynote speaker at this year's Republican convention. This is the same Zell Miller who gave the keynote address at the 1992 Democratic National Convention that sent Bill Clinton to the White House. Tonight, Miller, still officially a Democrat, will embrace the re-election campaign of Republican George W. Bush. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports on the potential impact of the senator's journey across political lines.
12 years ago, Zell Miller stood here in New York to nominate Bill Clinton for president of the United States.
I am a Democrat because we are the party of hope. For 12 dark years, the Republicans have dealt in cynicism and skepticism. They've mastered the art of division and diversion.
Tonight, the 72-year-old Georgia Democrat returns to the speaker's podium at Madison Square Garden to endorse Republican George W. Bush. Here is Miller at a January event in Atlanta offering accolades for the president.
The more I see of this leader, my respect and my support just continue to grow. And I can guarantee you that I will not be the only Democrat working for his reelection.
Georgia Republicans who opposed Miller's long career in the Democratic Party as a small-town mayor, state senator, lieutenant governor, and two-term governor now have a new opinion of him. Suzanne Hudgens of Georgia, one of the Republican delegates on the convention floor last night, says Miller has come to her party, not her party to Miller.
He has had a complete change of mind. It's the only way it could happen. He stood opposite us, and now he stands with us. So, of course, we're thrilled.
Miller is one of several political moderates given featured speaking slots at this convention, but he's the only lifelong Democrat. As such, he's an extremely valuable voice in this year's tight presidential race, where undecided voters with moderate and conservative leanings are looking for independent political leaders. Merle Black, a professor of politics at Emory University, who has followed Miller's career, is struck that Republicans have put Miller at the center of their convention.
And they think he can have a greater impact upon voters than any Republican politician in the country. That's really quite extraordinary.
Ralph Reed, a former chairman of the Georgia Republican Party, says he has repeatedly asked the senator to join the GOP. Reed is now chairman of the Southeast Region for the Bush-Cheney campaign.
Zell Miller has a very broad and wide appeal. I think he appeals to conservatives of all parties, Republicans as well as Democrats.
Miller presents a different model for a political maverick. Senator Jim Jeffords, a liberal Vermont Republican, left the GOP to become an independent. In contrast, Senator Miller has not left the Democratic Party, even as he caucuses with Republicans in the Senate. He believes he's maintaining a tradition of conservative Democrats such as the late Senator Henry Scoop Jackson, a proponent of strong national defense. Bush campaign official Ralph Reed.
There are an awful lot of people out there, we used to call them Scoop Jackson Democrats, who are more liberal to progressive on social spending and on domestic policy. But when it comes to defense, they're hawks.
While some Democrats are seething about Miller, Republicans are cheering him as a man of conscience. Newt Gingrich is former Speaker of the House and a Georgia Republican.
This is a guy who found the modern Democratic Party unacceptable. And you have to decide, is that good or bad? Now, if you're a liberal, you're going to say he's a turncoat. If you're a Republican, you're going to say he's a convert. The difference in those two words is pretty powerful. And I think what Zell would say is that 12 years ago, when he was in this very building nominating Bill Clinton, that he had hoped that Bill Clinton, as a Southerner, was going to help move the Democratic Party to the right.
Outside Madison Square Garden yesterday, Democratic National Committee Chairman Terry McAuliffe became red-faced when talking about Miller.
He's the Darth Vader of the Democratic Party. He left us a long time ago. You know, he's an elephant in donkey clothing. But Zell Miller is not a Democrat, hasn't been with us, hasn't supported the Senate Democrats, hasn't gone to any of their caucuses. You know, he's been over on the other side. I don't know, you know, the man's lost a long time ago. He's gone.
But to Republicans, Miller is newfound gold. After his speech at the convention tonight, the GOP plans to have him make regular appearances on the campaign trail. Love him or not, there's no denying the political power that presidential candidates, Democrats and Republicans, see in Senator Miller's ability to speak to moderate voters. Juan Williams, NPR News, New York.